Sunshine. It's your boy T.I., man.
Hey, what's up? It's Jay-Z.
What's up, man? It's your homeboy T-Pain.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
It's Tiger Young Money Zone.
It's a little homie Plies, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dio Double G.
It's your boy Wiz Khalifa, man.
You know who it is. It's B.O.B.
Hey, yo, this is Eminem.
This is your boy Gucci Man LaFleur.
Kid 50 Cent.
Hey, what is your boy Darrell Music?
What are y'all? This is J. Cole.
Yeah, yeah, what's going on? It's Fat Joe.
Yo, this is your boy Weezy.
Yo, what's up? This is Dr. Dre.
Yo, this is Usher.
It's your boy Drizzy Drake.
Yo, check it out. This is your boy P. Diddy.
You are listening to WFOD, friend to the hip-hop community.
Dick's internet radio program. I am Mike. I'm joined, of course, by my co-host Napier.
What's up?
And via Skype, a very special guest, Benny from Podcheese, is joining us tonight. Hi, Benny.
Hello. Special indeed. Very special.
Do you feel special?
Should
I put a little bit more beef on it?
No, that was good.
It was all right.
It's not special enough for me.
It's not even podcast month.
It's not even podcast month, guys. Phone number to contact the show is 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. We have a whole lot of stuff to get to.
I hope so.
So much. It is stunt month, Napier. And later on in the program, our resident stuntman drunkard STL on the Twitters is going to be playing the Wiggly Mustache Chocolate Long John Challenge.
Excellent.
We're very excited about that. Benny, how are you tonight? Are you doing good?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good. How much later until Drunk gets on? Because I probably just would have called in then if I knew he was on.
Benny is Drunk's biggest fan. He's recently stated that
he's my favorite broadcast personality.
Drunk is his favorite podcaster. Similar to while he also goes on and on about how The Room is his favorite movie.
There's at least one time every episode he makes me laugh aloud.
But is it intentional? Like, is it Drunk making
Doesn't
a
matter.
Joke?
Doesn't
or is
matter.
It just that Drunk gets you somehow?
See, comedy can be interpreted and ingested in so many different ways. That's what's so great about it, you know? And that's why I think Drunk is a genius. He's able to twist anything and weave it into his own special brand.
Mike, don't put Drunk on a leash.
He's definitely unappreciated, underrated as far as broadcast personalities. But I like him, and I like to trumpet him.
You trumpet Drunkard STL. He would probably be happy to hear you say positive things about him.
You know, he don't get that here.
I think he usually just ignores me.
He does.
I
so you reach out with fan mail, and he rejects it.
Yeah.
Well, it, like, the only time he jumps in on interviews or anything is if somebody says something about, like, legalizing weed. So, yeah, I guess if you just start off the conversation with, like, hey, drunk,
that's
it's 420.
That's how I earned my way into his good graces.
As I mentioned the room before, Benny got me on The Room. He pointed it out to me, and now they're making a film about it based on the guy who... Napier, have you seen The Room?
Yes.
Okay, so there's a guy in The Room that isn't the main guy. His name's Greg Sestero. And he wrote a book about his experiences working with this guy on The Room. But I mean, the two of them were close friends. He was heavily involved in the filmmaking process. But then once the movie kind of came out and was a success for all the wrong reasons, people shit on the movie for being pretty bad.
It was rather bad.
He got retrospect, looked back at it and said, guys, look, I wasn't on board with this. I thought this movie was bullshit from the start. Let me tell you my whole story. And I read the audio book of it because Benny suggested it to me. Benny's a big fan of The Room. Didn't you have email correspondence with Tommy Wiseau?
My wife did. My wife got me a present for my birthday. It was she got me a signed copy of The Room DVD. And
do you have to pay a premium for that?
No, I think he just did it. But it came in a plastic bag that I think he uses to package his Tommy Wiseau brand underpants. And I didn't notice it until I actually opened the DVD maybe a month or so later. But inside, there was a topless headshot of Tommy Wiseau, like, looking at the camera with his dreamy eyes. And it said, like, may all your dreams come true. And
it was like that famous Doors album cover with Jim Morrison, right?
It wasn't. It was like a retarded romance novel.
So
a romance novel with retarded people on it.
See, I listened to the audiobook of The Disaster Artist, which they're now making into a film, and it just had its premiere last night at South by Southwest.
I read about that. And I'm just excited to see that.
And Tommy Wiseau was there, and they asked him if he liked the movie, and he says he doesn't know yet. But doesn't it seem like, I mean, this Greg Sestero guy, he's like a normal looking dude. He has a command of the English language. I mean, he's not successful by any means, but he's normal. And so
the goof of the movie is to goof on the Tommy Wiseau guy and talk about how much he stinks. But I mean, that guy, Greg Sestero, like, that guy stinks too. People need to keep these things in mind when they're viewing this.
Right. You know? In my mind, everyone's tainted. Because if you thought it was bullshit, you should have walked away. Right. But all these people made that movie. They all showed up every day. They did their part.
They were excited to do so.
Yeah, yeah. And then this guy, you know, looking back at it, it's like, hey, I can shit on my friend and make a quick buck writing a book about it. And now all the Hollywood guys, they're all getting involved and they're shitting on the guy too. They're like, hey, this guy made a shitty movie. Let's make fun of him. And then we'll ask him what he thinks about it. What do you think he thinks about it?
He put a TV show out on Hulu called Neighbors, and that was bad, but that was just bad.
So now he's trying to be bad, you think?
I don't know. It didn't have the same magic.
He's gonna try to follow his niche and make more shitty things.
He wants to recreate turds. It's hard to do that. Sometimes it don't matter what you eat. It ain't coming out the same.
Right. It's hard to replicate. But yeah, this fucking Greg Sestero guy writes a book, and when you listen to the audio book, Benny, I just got a tone from the guy. Like, you know, he just, everything ended with, like, him having the perfect thing to say, and he never had egg on his face at the end of the day. He always came out of it just fine. You know, and Tommy wanted to fuck him. There was alludings to that.
Like sexual tension?
Yeah, that's what he got kind of.
He's like, this weird suggested guy tried to fuck me. I lived in his apartment for like a year, and the whole time this guy was trying to fuck me, Napier. He was trying to fuck me, and he's weird, and he has a weird accent, and I was in his dumb movie, but man, I knew it was dumb the whole time.
Yeah, imagine reading that book, and you're the guy he's talking about. The whole movie is him talking about what a dipshit you are, and then interlaced within it is because I think this guy wanted to fuck me, too. What the fuck is this?
I don't know. But I wanted to talk to you about that, Benny, because you were the one who opened the door and got me involved. And now I'm in it. Now I'm in it. And for some reason, I looked at it and I didn't think it was all, the guy's just trying to make something, you know, he's trying to make a thing. And if it's bad, okay, it's bad. And it was bad.
It was bad on a pretty monumental level. That thing cost like, $6 million, dollars went into that.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
The room?
Yeah.
$6 million?
Well, he bought all of the gear and he filmed on like two types of film at the same time.
He wanted it in film and digital. Yeah. So I think he bought both cameras and I think literally them taped them together.
Together like at the same time. But it's different. Different if like me and Benny are making fun of a bad movie. As opposed to like his friend coming back and fucking him in the ass and saying, I thought it was shitty the whole time. And now Seth Rogen's making movies about him. Fuck you, Seth Rogen. That guy hit the jackpot, that Seth Rogen. And now he's making movies about poor Tommy Wiseau. He's just trying to sell his underpants.
Well, I'm going to go see that movie.
Oh, yeah, me too. Possible. It looks great.
Hey, Mike, I just want to mention that the Detective Napier movie that we tried to make was not very good, and I wasn't in it 100% when we did it. And I think you wanted to fuck me during it. I get it. It's inside baseball, but you know what?
It's hurtful. It's hurtful what you said.
It made you chuckle.
I bought that camera, and I wanted to make things with my pals. But yeah, they had super soakers. Not real guns, right? And they were wearing Hawaiian shirts. It didn't make sense. No, it was terrible. But we had fun. It was a fun thing that we did together as friends.
You're the reason I smoke now. Like that, like you told me, like, no, you need to get these cigarillos. You need to smoke them on camera. It's got to look believable. So I just started buying cigarillos.
Well, Detective Napier smokes.
Yeah, but I didn't. Now I do.
You think I got you hooked on smoking? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, and you wanted to fuck me.
But was it a successful film? Was it a successful project?
No, but Benny, no? The only people who saw it were the people that were in it.
Was drunk in it?
No.
I don't want to watch it.
Yeah. He's only, are you out when drunk goes on hiatus?
Oh, he's doing that again?
Probably. Yeah. What he for? Goes on hiatus every summer. Drunk takes summers off. We give him that freedom to come and go as he pleases.
And then he comes back with all these new stories.
He's drunk, an attraction. He's
drunk
like
is kind
giant,
of like
you know?
Drunk is kind of like the pod cheese of the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. Sometimes he just takes like 6 months off. And then when he comes back, we're all happy and we all say hi. That's but nice we know thing, it's so. Going away again.
I hope not. We're going to give it one more shot.
This is the last ride of the pod
cheese? This is the final season.
Do you have a cliffhanger involved for the end?
We're working on one. I want to give away too many spoilers.
So folks. Benny hasn't done a show in like 9 months, right?
No.
And he texted me a couple of weeks ago and he goes, hey, I found all of this stuff that I never put out. And I'm going to release it once a week for the next 5 weeks. And, so I'm expecting it to be garbage, right? Are but they- it's like good stuff.
Yeah, for whatever one reason or another, we want to put this stuff up. I don't know. I'm not doing that anymore. I'm not going to have a cutting room floor to put up any stuff like this anymore. I'll just
put stuff
there's
out.
There's too much work. Yeah.
You know I what I've come to realize, Benny, is a lot of times the episodes that we hate are the ones that people like. Like 2 weeks ago, we hated that episode.
Who's we?
Everybody.
Who's everybody?
Well, me and Travis. Those are the only people that like talk about the show.
I talk about
you
the show.
You and Drunk just show up and do the show. But me and Travis actually like talk about it.
Is that the show that Jim Chapman was on 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, yeah. Week? When Travis got mad?
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't really like that show too much. We didn't think it turned out very well.
I think the we is only you and who you talk to.
But then a lot of people messaged me and said, hey, Mike, that was a pretty good show.
Yeah, I enjoyed.
So, I guess I'm right. The we is who you talk to. And then you include that in we.
Am I in like the Travis seat? Is this, am I filling in for
the
Travis?
Travis? I guess so. Sure. Yeah.
There's only one spot for the little computer.
Am I going to be able to fill these big shoes or?
Benny, how do you consume music now? Like, do you reach out to try to discover new music, or do you just, have you just settled into the music that you like and that's the music you listen to?
Well, I listen to everything on like the archaic MP3. So I just have the music I have. But I try to make sure I'm listening to new stuff.
I heard you can just download it from YouTube.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you actually try to find something to go find and download. Or do you just, you know, listen to the Slayer albums that you already have?
I do that. But I try to make sure I've got some new stuff in there to stay hip with the young kids.
I'm in this weird thing where I'm always looking for new music. And when I find a song I like, I'll add it to a playlist of songs that I like. Mm-hmm. But then I don't ever go listen to that playlist because I'm always in a constant search for other things I like. And I don't understand that.
You've got a great resource for new music. Those music submissions that you get. It's a strange label.
Benny, I get so much garbage on that. Benny, I get so much bad stuff.
What was that link? Who's that guy you sent me a link to today? I'm looking him up.
Oh, it was like some Cuban guy, and he had like a weird weird accent, and it's an old song. It's a sample that
it's a bad sample.
Is that En Vogue that does that song? Dun, dun. You know what song I'm talking about.
The song is titled Deal With It.
The sample is from an old song that En Vogue already sampled. So the whole time I was listening to the En Vogue song. Or thinking about the En Vogue song.
Actually, I don't know why I'm bad mouthing this song. Maybe it was all right. I can't remember if I did or didn't like it.
It's
kind of a gray area because you like bad things.
Yeah.
That's why I send it to you. I was like, oh, this is bad. Benny will probably like it.
I assume they're not sending me anything that's too high quality. I like stuff like that, though. I have an appreciation for things. I appreciate the unappreciated. I try to do that on the podcast. I try to take things that people view as crap, and I try to spin it into gold.
But it's the same way with movies, too, now that I think about it, is I'm always seeking out new movies and new TV shows, and I very rarely go back and watch something that I've already seen.
Yeah.
Is that just the way the world is now? Like, there's so much content, you're always behind, and you're always looking for the next thing?
I think
there's enough out now that's you don't really need to go back to old stuff, but there's a lot of bad out there.
Right. But I feel like I'm in a panic when there's things out there that people are talking about that I haven't seen yet. And it's like, you know, every week I go and I play hockey on Sundays now, and there's a guy on my hockey team that keeps asking me if I'm caught up on Legion, and I'm not. I'm like 3 or 4 weeks behind on Legion, and he pressures me every week because he wants to talk about Legion, and I'm not caught up on it. But
is it any good or does it stink?
I watched the first two episodes, and they were fun, and I don't know why fucking Napier keeps pulling out his phone and taking pictures of me. It's starting to irritate me. I don't know what that has to do with fucking anything. I'm talking about fucking Legion with my pal Benny. Why are you taking pictures of me? What's going on?
I'm going to send them to you. They're going to be cover art. Because you're animated for once. And
what are you talking about?
You're getting animated, getting antsy. Yeah, this is what the people want.
Can I get these pictures too?
Oh, God, fuck yes.
What
the fuck?
No, Mike, I'm taking artsy.
What are you talking about?
I'm taking artsy photos. You got pissed off because it mentioned your damn lady shirt, and you won't wear it no more.
I'm wearing a t-shirt.
I know, it's artsy. We're going to make this artsy.
What are you talking about artsy? It's a it's a blue t-shirt.
Mike, we got to get to the edge. I'm going to do this. The edge of art.
What was I even talking about?
Legion and how good it is.
You know, I saw the other day there's one of those Comic-Con things coming here, and
ours is pretty shit.
They had a list of all the people that are signing autographs.
Did you know a single one?
Well, there was a lot of Walking Dead people there, and I saw that the Benny, you watch The Walking Dead, don't you?
Yeah.
You know the chubby gal that was keeping track of all the canned goods?
Yeah.
You can get her a picture taken with her for $40.
Really?
Yeah. What are you going to do with that, Benny? Are you going to frame that and hang that up in your house?
I can tell you a few things I wouldn't be doing to that picture.
Would one be masturbation?
I was really getting into the specifics about like who charges more than who. And I mean, there were some people that were like $5 more than other people. And I was trying to figure out like where that $5 came from. Like the guy who plays Jesus on The Walking Dead charges like $10 more than like the guy who plays like Abraham. And I was like, well, how did they justify that? How did they figure out this guy was worth $10 more than this guy? And like Michael Rooker was like $5 less than the guy who plays Negan. And I was like, how did they figure that out? How do they come to these prices? And that's what I pretty much spent all day yesterday doing is trying to do the math on like how many successful movies you have to get before you're in the $60 tier as opposed to the $55 tier.
Maybe it's a wait in line game. Like you'll pay $60 to wait in line for Negan. Maybe not so much Lady with the Canned Goods.
Canned Goods Lady was $40. I guess I think that was the minimum, too. Like, I don't think there was anybody asking for less than 40. Maybe there's other people there that, like, aren't on the marquee that are charging $20 or free, what's that guy, the WWF guy that's always at those things? Vincent?
Virgil, yeah.
Virgil.
Yeah, Lonely Virgil.
Yeah, does Virgil charges $20 and, like, half of your club sandwich?
I saw an interview with the Million Dollar Man. Remember the Million Dollar Man?
Ted DiBiase. Yeah.
Well, Virgil was, like, his manager or valet, whatever you want to call it. Just kind of stood off to the side, didn't talk.
During the interview?
Was kind of like his henchman, you know?
Yeah.
And, no, back when they were wrestling, I mean. So now that Ted DiBiase is a retired guy and does appearances and stuff, Virgil will follow his schedule and then show up to get in.
Not as part of the deal?
Pictures of, no.
So he's like the bootleg guy outside?
Well, I guess he schedules these appearances at these wrestling fan festivals or whatever DiBiase does. And shows up and he's, you know, there and he takes pictures and meets with fans. And I don't know. I think he has a book he sells, stuff like that. And then Virgil, I guess, sits at home online and looks up his schedule, Ted DiBiase's schedule, and then shows up and like stands next to him so fans can take a picture of the two. To the point where DiBiase, I guess, had to pull him aside and say, hey, look, you know, once in a while, if you want to swing by, I guess I'll throw you a bone, but you got to stop.
There's a picture in the chat. Ted DiBiase and Virgil, WWE superstar. He's out in like a parking lot. There's the yellow line. I guess there's nobody driving that direction.
See, I would have thought that if I were to see the girl who took care of the canned goods on The Walking Dead, I would have thought that, you know, she would probably be approachable enough that you could probably get her like use your hand on you or something. Not charge $40 for an autograph.
Just be like,
you know what I mean? Like celebrity doesn't hold that much, especially TV celebrity. Like, oh, I was on The Walking Dead. I mean, that's cool, I guess, and it's a speaking role. But
and I guess you could probably put that on a resume and say I was on the number one show on cable for, you know, X amount of seasons, and then people would probably put you in like a. you know, like a Steven Seagal movie is like a something. I mean, you can get
anything
work.
They couldn't afford Melissa McCarthy for.
What?
I don't know. I'm bombing here, folks.
So, Napier, I just wanted to let you know, this has nothing to do with anything. My mom was in the hospital this past week, and one of the people working at the hospital that I noticed was, her name was Niguana. That's a real name that exists. Her name is Niguana, and I'm just going to leave that there. We don't have to talk about it anymore. I just thought it was fun.
Well, how's your mom?
She's fine. She had a surgery. And the tool that they used a robot to do the surgery. Like a person didn't do the surgery. A person was working a big robot who did it. And the robot was called the Picasso.
That sounds expensive.
Which bummed me out because, I mean, why would you name a robot that does surgery, after a painter?
Who didn't really paint well.
Yeah, I would think that you would name a robot who does surgery after, like, somebody who's really good at surgery. Right?
Or at least, like, a human name like Dave.
Dave?
Yeah, this is Dave. You're a surgical robot. Not, you know, some bullshit. Hey, this is your fucking robot that's going to perform surgery on you. He's named after abstract art that really should not be abstract when we cut into you.
Yeah. Was Picasso a abstract guy?
Yeah, he did abstract.
No, who was...
That's actually the only thing he was known for.
Picasso, oh, he was the one that did the really weird shit. Like,
yeah, that didn't put people back together right?
Yeah, no, why? No!
Yeah.
I didn't even think of that. That just made it even worse. He wasn't even like a good painter.
No, he did abstract art. And he really kind of like made people look all
no,
fucked
I mean,
up.
So if you're going with the painter angle, you should have like a robot or like a painter who did like really precision good stuff, right?
Yeah.
You know, who was like actually like a really good drawer.
Or like a...
Like a M.C. Escher. Call it the Escher, Napier.
That's just, it sounds like you're going to put holes in people that kind of twist and turn. It's not too much better.
Yeah. I don't know.
You should call it the A-10 Warthog because of how many holes it's going to drill in you. No? Not reassuring or comforting?
Benny, you got in the chat, legend has it that Virgil sucked his own dick in the locker room once?
Yeah.
Just for fun?
I think I'm far more entertaining in the chat. I think that's my place.
Virgil did it. Did somebody dare him to? Or was
he
caught?
Yeah, I think he did it as a goof, you know, as you do.
I don't think I could be dared to suck my own penis, number one, because it can't happen. I tried.
Hey, stunt month.
Yeah, stunt month. See who can reach their own pecker with their own lips.
When's drunk in here?
Funny you should say that, Benny, because joining us right now, legendary podcast.
Wow, what an honor.
Drunkard STL on the Twitters is here. Hi, Drunk.
What's up, buddy?
Benny's your biggest fan.
Wow, I love that.
Good evening, Drunk.
Say that again?
I said good evening.
Do I need what?
He said good evening.
Oh,
he didn't say
evening,
anything
sir.
About you needing anything.
I needed the star treatment, so.
Well, whatever you need, let me know.
Thank you, Benny.
Do you guys want to just have a minute?
If he wants to.
That'd be great.
Don't be timid. This ain't one of them times.
I mean, I have had a podcast date night before, so.
What's that?
I have had podcast date night before, so.
That was really awkward.
That was a couple years ago, right?
That was a couple years ago, yeah.
Drunk, do you watch The Walking Dead?
I used to.
Did you give up before the chubby girl was watching the canned goods?
It was Alexandria. That's kind of where I stopped at.
There was a chubby gal that watched all the canned goods.
And then she became the doctor or something?
No, not the doctor gal.
Mike, are you saying me in a zombie apocalypse, there's a broad that's still chubby, and they put the chubby one that somehow is chubby in an apocalypse in charge of the food?
Yes.
That seems wrong.
Ah.
So yeah, you can spoiler alert yell at me all you want because that.
No, I was just gonna ask like how much you'd pay to get your picture taken with her. But if you don't even know who she is, then probably not very much.
So just a rando from Walking Dead. Today's market, I don't know, $25.
You paid $25.
Ouch, that's way under.
To get your picture taken.
If I don't even know the broad's name, yeah, that's $25.
Sure. She's the gal that watches the canned goods drunk.
Sup, Safeway, how you doing? Give me a picture. Here's $20.
Well, why $25 if
it just seems like the reasonable figure it
no,
would
so,
be.
No, so I mean, like, if I just told you this person was on The Walking Dead and you didn't even know who she was, you'd
give her $25
just so that you could show it to people who do watch The Walking Dead.
Yeah, check this
and
out.
Say, hey, check this out. I got my picture taken with this person that was on The Walking Dead.
Mm-hmm.
Even though you don't even watch the show anymore.
Yeah, but there's a lot of people that do.
Just not you, but it's your money.
See, you're the reason that the chubby gal who watches the canned goods can charge $40 to have pictures taken with her.
Well, 40 is a little high.
Oh, I hope she doesn't listen to the podcast, Murr.
Now, Daenerys Targaryen, on the other hand, I'd probably spend a good $200 on that one.
Yeah.
Does she have to wear a bra during it? Because, if she's not wearing a bra, does that up it or lower it?
That's probably because it's about the same.
Benny, are there any television shows that you're currently watching?
Well, I like Mr. Robot. But
you like Mr. Robot?
Currently on. That's the only really good show I think that's really on. All the shows I watch now, they all stink.
Okay, so obviously Christian Slater, you'd pay a lot to have your picture taken with Christian Slater, right?
No, I don't think I'd pay money to have my picture taken with anybody. You know, I think there's enough ways to get a picture with somebody for nothing.
Drunk, how much would you pay to get your picture taken with Christian Slater on today's market?
Yeah, I'd say he's probably in a good $150 range.
You think Christian Slater's $150? Yeah. You're basing that on random chick from The Walking Dead being 25 or what it actually is, which is 40?
25.
Okay, so you're saying 150.
On drunk scale, yeah.
On a drunk scale.
Mm-hmm.
So probably on a real scale, Christian Slater would be looking at, what, $175, $200?
Probably. You think? $300 maybe.
Yeah, but if that canned good girl from Walking Dead, was that like a bar and someone went up to her and said, hey, you were from Walking Dead. That girl would be thrilled to be recognized. You could probably just take a picture with her with your phone for nothing. But if you show up to a place where it's expected, I guess you could charge $40 and people will stand in line. But I bet you if you saw her at a bar, you could probably just take your picture with her.
I think I could just take my picture
that
with
someone was talking to her at a bar.
A lady at Walmart and just say it's the gal who watched the canned goods. On The Walking Dead.
So she has job experience of watching canned goods.
I mean, like, I think that if you just see someone who... I mean, she's a pretty normal-looking person. I probably see five people in my everyday life that could be mistaken for somebody on The Walking Dead.
Drunk, how much would you pay for a picture with the woman from Walmart that looks like the canned goods lady?
I would just ask her, probably.
Just the standard straight 25?
No, I'd just be like, hey, let me get your picture.
Guys in the chat, time. Please do us a favor and post celebrities in the chat room that you want Drunk to give you how much he would pay to have his picture taken with them. And just throughout the show, Drunk, as you see them, just call them out and let us know. We are going to go ahead and take a break. Guys, when we come back, the Wiggly Mustache Chocolate Long John Challenge is happening. We have a fancy glass, what is this, a cake present thing? What is this? It's a cake stand that I've put some chocolate Long Johns on for Drunk. Drunk is going to wear the wiggly mustache. It is the original mustachio vibrating fun stash with fancy strap. It is a... cunnilingus aid that I purchased for Drunk. He's going to wear this fun little mustache and he's going to eat some chocolate Long Johns. That's coming up in just a few minutes. We're going to take a break. Benny's with us. We're having a good time. Drunk, how much would you pay for Christopher Walken's autograph?
Me for some Christopher Walken. He's a celebrity. Probably $250.
Get your shit together. Get it all together and put it in a backpack. All your shit, so it's together. And if you gotta take it somewhere, you know? Take it to the shit store and sell it. Or put it in a shit museum. I don't care what you do. You just gotta get it together.
Sometimes you gotta bleed to know that you're alive and have a soul. But it takes someone to come around to show you how. She's the tear of my heart. I'm alive. She's the tear of my heart. I'm on fire. She's the tear of my heart. Take me higher than I've ever been. The songs on the radio are okay, but my taste in music is your face. It takes a song to come around to show you how. She's the tear in my heart. I'm alive. She's the tear in my heart. I'm on fire. She's the tear in my heart. Take me higher than I've ever been. Than I've ever been. Than I've ever been. Than I've ever been. Fell asleep in my car. I drove the whole time. But that's okay, I'll just avoid the hole so you sleep fine. I'm driving, here I sit, cursing my government for not using my taxes to fill holes with more cement. Fell asleep in my car. I drove the whole time, but that's okay. I'll just avoid the hole so you sleep fine. I'm driving, here I sit, cursing my government for not using my taxes. Fill holes with more cement. Sometimes you gotta bleed to know, oh oh, that you're alive and have a soul, oh oh. But it takes someone to come around to show you how. She's the tear in my heart. I'm alive. She's the tear in my heart. I'm on fire. She's the tear in my heart. Take me higher than I've ever been. Heart is my armor. She's the tear in my heart. She's a carver. She's a butcher with a smile. Cut me further than I've ever been. Than I've ever been. Than I've ever been. Oh, than I've ever been. My heart is my armor. She's the tear in my heart. She's a carver. She's a butcher with a smile. Cut me farther than I've ever been.
You know what I don't like? That quarter fucking tax that they take for the roads, and they don't put enough asphalt down, so it gets chipped away when I'm trying to take my broad home after she passes out from, you know, one of those fuck me bars.
You're listening to Strange Label, the finest in internet radio.
StrangeLabel.com.
Here is Mike with a quick update on the WFOD Hollywood Fantasy League.
Well, it took them 9 tries, but it looks like Fox finally made a good Wolverine movie. 77% of critics seem to think so, anyway. Logan breathed some life into the team passersby, racking up 118 points. That leaves them with the Boss Baby to bring it all home. I was extremely confident going into this season, but looking at things right now, it's not as clear as I may have hoped. Kong Skull Island has a 62% Metacritic, and decent but not earth-shattering money. We might be depending on the fate of the Furious actually being good. If it's got a score in the 20s or something, we might be in trouble. We'll have totals on the Kong movie and an idea on where the Lotus cast is with Beauty and the Beast next week.
once again. WFOD. Wheelbarrow full of dicks.
Can I borrow a cigarette? No, it's not my addiction. You just sound like a crazy mess to arouse my suspicion. Keep on sitting there, little girl. I'm just impatient and feverish. Ha! And when you leave here this evening, remember, the spinners are hungry and well-dressed.
Back.
Oh my God! Jesus Christ! Fuck that!
Oh, Napier's just getting scared, cat.
That fucker's not little, dude.
It's a big ass spider. That is not a big spider.
That ain't a little spider.
Good lord.
Right. Yeah. Ew!
Dude, a big spider is one that's like the size of your hand. That's nothing.
It's like the size of a fucking quarter.
Guys, I apologize. A spider spun its web and came down right between me and Drunk. I think I just put my hand in his web, Drunk.
Yeah,
guys, I don't have like a nasty, weird house that has a bunch of weird stuff in it.
Everybody
that was
has,
uncommon.
Everybody has spiders.
What just happened. I apologize. It's not the way to run a broadcast.
Especially when you got a scaredy-ass 33-year-old
I think Napier, Napier oversold it a little.
If I had a paper towel, I wouldn't have been, but yeah, without it.
Guys, phone number to contact the show, 636-487-HAND. We got Benny from Podcheese here with us. Benny.
Yes.
Did you see the spider on your video feed?
I didn't. I can't see it.
Oh.
Show it to him now while it's squished.
No. I'm not going to. I thought that maybe he would just see it coming down because it was,
no.
It was pretty close.
I've got
to
the camera.
He would have saw it.
Facing Drunk. I'm completely polarized.
You're just checking out Drunkard STL on the Twitters. Drunk is going to do the... I turned the video on because I wanted Benny to be sure to see the wiggly mustache
the
chocolate
mustache,
Long John
yes.
challenge. I have a cake stand here.
And it's a lovely cake stand, by the way.
Three delicious chocolate Long Johns for Drunk.
They smell very good.
I just went and got those at like, you know, 7:15.
Did you go to Old Town? Or?
I went to Tony's Donuts.
Oh, fair enough.
Okay. Tony's Donuts is where I went. I
like it. Old Town's better.
So you want me to run through this list before we do this, or?
No, Drunk. That's like after the show. Fuck, Drunk.
All right.
God fucking damn it, Drunk. What are you even bringing that up for? Give me this fucking.
No, I'm talking about the list on the chat.
Oh,
I don't think I fully understand the stunt.
Drunk, I apologize.
It's all good,
Benny. I've purchased a strap-on mustache that vibrates. Drunk is going to wear it, and it vibrates.
What's the intended purpose of this mustache?
I think it is for him to wear while he is performing Sweet Cunnilingus on a lady.
Is that really what it's sold as?
Yes. It is the Mustachio Vibrating Fun Stash and with fancy strap. It's for mustache rides. The Screaming O Mustachio Fun Stash turns your upper lip into
a
paradise for lady parts.
Put the mustache back on.
It smells so bad.
It on
I'm
his
going
forehead
away from
like,
to finish
a,
reading.
Like a miner's light.
Place the fancy strap around your head and press the button on the front of the mustachio to activate vibration. Most ladies agree that a mustache makes a man 10% more handsome, but imagine what a vibrating mustache can do.
No.
What? I can't hear you because you've moved your microphone too far away.
Are you going to record this so you can Periscope it? Or
No. This is just for Benny. Benny's going to see the video.
All right.
When you turn on the mustache, can you hear it?
A little bit.
Like, can our audio listeners hear the So, okay, yeah. So he, Drunk has put the mustache up against the microphone like it's lady parts.
That is so hot.
So that they can derive.
Hello, lady parts.
Yeah. And so Drunk, I mean, you said that it felt weird.
I don't like it.
You don't like it?
No.
Well, you're covering up your nostrils and it's making your voice sound funny.
I'm sorry.
Do you think it would give your lady the squish pants?
Do you think that a lady could take you seriously wearing that? I mean, like you have like a big foam mustache strapped to your face.
No, I don't think they could.
And do you think that three chocolate Long Johns is a reasonable amount of Long Johns to challenge you to eat?
Sure.
Okay. And do you think that you're going to make a mess?
That is possible.
Like, so you would make a mess of the ladies' pants.
You
don't
need to get after it right now. You always yell at me because I go too quick. So.
Well, I want you to be sure to eat the three Long Johns before the battery on your mustache dies.
You know, a more practical invention would be like a vibrating goatee, and you could just put your chin there.
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
The rest of your face could just relax.
Yeah.
You could talk. You could have a conversation.
Jut your chin out a bit.
You can blow bubbles in her vagina.
But then I guess you'd have to come at her from the opposite angle, though, right?
No,
I mean, at least the mustache, like, you know, you'd be in like
she could be laying on her back legs akimbo, and you could just rest your chin on there with the vibrating goatee and have your mouth free to talk or just not move all around.
They're complaining in the chat room that they don't know what a Long John is.
Yeah, that's a regional
thing. People are
thing.
Defining Long John in the chat room. Is that not...
No, it's not a everywhere thing.
It isn't?
No.
I'll be damned. Guys, a Long John, a drunk is more than halfway done with his first one, is a long donut. It's like a regular glazed donut with chocolate icing on the top of it, correct?
Yeah, but there's no filling.
No, it's just like a...
Or glazed, just the frosting.
Like a long donut with chocolate icing on the top of it.
Yeah, it's not really special in just that it's long. It's like they... stretched out a donut.
I didn't know that chocolate Long John was a regional reference. Benny, did you not know what a chocolate Long John was?
No, I wasn't familiar. I actually just was pretending I did because I just assumed everyone did. I didn't want to look foolish.
You didn't want to look like a dummy?
Well, I don't know. Has anyone in the chat ever heard of Tasty Cake?
Well, I know Tasty Cake at grocery stores. That's like a brand, like Hostess or Little Debbie.
I don't know if it's like Hostess, but I'm sure it's a brand.
Okay, Mike, do you know what a hoe cake is?
In the chat room, Michelle says that they call that a donut stick. That's a stupid name.
When you said he was going to be eating Long John's, I have an image of like a chocolate-type cupcake thing. I guess like a chocolate Twinkie. I don't know. Is that what it looks like?
Because it's a donut-shaped stick.
No, this isn't a stick. It's a Long John.
Yeah, it's a Long John.
What does it look like?
It's like a...
Oh, okay.
Benny, do a better job explaining the Long John than I can do.
I don't know. Maybe it's like a large eclair, but I think like in this case, eclair is too fancy a name for what that thing looked like in the camera.
It's a hot dog sized...
Yeah.
I mean, it's bigger than a hot dog. Maybe a hot dog bun.
I'm sorry, a hot dog bun-sized yeast donut with chocolate frosting on top. That's what it is.
And Drunk's eating them while wearing a funny mustache that vibrates.
It's really starting to hurt my nose, too.
Why is it hurting your nose?
Because of the vibration.
So, I mean, like, you're supposed to go down on a lady wearing that.
Maybe you're supposed to put it in your mouth.
No.
Yeah, you got it up covering your nostrils.
Well, I got to eat the fucking donut. Where else you
want? Yeah, that's another thing with the mustachio vibrating fun stash.
Is that a Long John that someone just put in the chat?
Yeah, that's exactly.
Yeah, that's a Long John, guys.
Okay.
I'm glad we got through this, guys.
That picture doesn't do that thing much justice, that thing that he's putting in his mouth right now.
These are not expensive.
It's sizable. It's a healthy portion.
See, with the mustachio vibrating fun stash with fancy strap, it covers your nostrils. And I mean, like, if anyone who's gone down on a lady before knows, your nostrils are vital in that situation.
That's your lifeline,
right? I mean, you need your nostrils.
Indeed.
Otherwise,
you're choking to death.
You're not going to be able to, you know, get a firm suction.
Indeed.
You know, you're going to have to come up for air too often, and it's going to delay the process.
Indeed. Mike, do you have your lady friend sit on your face while you do the... mustachio, or do you do the
we're not going to start calling going down on a lady mustachio.
Okay, do you,
that's pointing to this particular product.
Do you give the lady friend a wild ride, or does she just welcome you into the bosom that is her vagina? Like when she's on bottom. You know, I've done both, and I
Benny, I'm sorry about this, man. This is all going to hell, Benny.
Nah, man.
Benny,
I'm happy to be here.
Benny, I went over to my friend's house. My friend has a couple of kids. You know what my friend's kids watch all day on the YouTube? They watch videos of people opening Easter eggs. Have you seen those? You have kids, don't you?
Yeah.
Do you watch the Easter egg opening videos?
No, I'm unfamiliar. But they watch horrible stuff on YouTube.
They love them. They sat there and they were obsessed with these videos where people they open 100 Easter eggs and they count down how many Easter eggs they've opened, and they just open the plastic Easter egg and announce what's in the Easter egg, and then they just go on to the next Easter egg. And that's what kids watch. That's what kids like.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
These kids. I mean, is that like a patented idea, or can anyone do that? Because
I guess you could.
I'm due for a format change.
You and Josh just opening Easter eggs and talking about what's in them. Like, oh, this one's got some sweet tarts. And then, oh, this one has nerds.
My daughter watches stuff on YouTube that's higher quality than my son. So I don't know if that's gender related. Like, my son watches horrible stuff on YouTube.
Are they
like PewDiePie?
He watches just people play Minecraft all day long. My nephew has a Minecraft YouTube channel, and my son watches that all day long. It's just my nephew playing Minecraft.
Drunk has finished his second long john. Drunk, how much would you pay to get your picture taken with Betty White?
$100.
$100 for Betty White. Mm-hmm. What about Ted Nugent?
Sweaty Teddy, eh?
Okay, so this is a good test, Benny, because it is Betty White more or less than Ted Nugent?
Oh, she's way more.
Betty White's more than Ted Nugent.
Oh, yeah.
Willie Nelson.
Now you're talking my category here, because I like stoners, so... I'd probably give him $100, too.
I got a question, but I don't want it to be too inside, but how much for Stacey Keach?
We're talking at least $500 here. All right? Yeah.
We have to assume Stacey Keach is still alive, right? Is anybody really sure?
He was just in something that I just watched the other night. Something that was out
right now or something.
Drunk, how is the mustache still vibrant?
The birthday card movie that Napier was talking about, the girlfriend game. Stacey Keach was in that.
The girlfriend game?
Yeah, was that what it's called, Napier? The movie Napier was talking about.
Girlfriend's Day.
Yeah, Girlfriend's Day. Yeah, Stacey Keach was in that.
You watched Girlfriend's Day? Did you watch it because it was Napier's pick?
Because he said it was good.
Of the week?
Yeah, he said it was good. That was good enough for me. It was all right. The end was a bummer, but the movie up till then I thought was good.
What happens at the end?
I don't remember. It was pretty unmemorable. That's why I didn't like it, I think. It was too unmemorable.
It had Flo from the Progressive commercials in it.
Was she Flo?
No, she's just a fat, dumpy broad.
How much would you pay for her autograph?
Well, you know, Mike, Progressive saves you so much money, I'd hate to pay full price.
Benny, you do a podcast. I see you on the Twitter politicking with your podcast stuff.
And I try.
When people follow you, you reach out to them.
To engage.
You say, hey, thanks for following me. I'm going to check out your podcast.
I don't say that. I do say thank you, and I say I hope you check out mine.
You used to politic.
I'll check yours out after a while. Would be a little dishonest. I used to, and I used to mean it when I say it, but there's too many. I can't say I'm going to listen to everybody's because clearly I'm not, you know.
And Benny, the politicking game with the podcast, it's tough business, the politicking game, because
I'll say
the majority of people who listen to podcasts are people who also do podcasts.
Yeah, it appears that way sometimes, yeah.
You know, I come from a place where I roll my eyes at the people who stop listening to your podcast if you don't listen to their podcast. But at the same time, like I myself, like the only podcasts that I listen to on a weekly basis are people that I know also listen to my podcast. So like I know that, you know, I like what I like and, you know, a lot of the people that I listen to are friends of mine. But am I also one of the shitheads that I roll my eyes at?
I don't know, maybe.
And I wonder about that because, you know, there's been many times where people have reached out to us and said, like, oh, you're like one of my favorite podcasts. You know, I enjoy you every, you should check out my podcast. And then, like, I say, oh, okay, cool. Thanks. You know, try to be nice, but then it seems like once I don't listen to Drunk has finished his, three chocolate long johns guy. Is the thing still vibrating?
Still going.
Do you think that you could have pleased a lady in that amount of time?
I sure the fuck hope so. It hurts my nose.
I feel like there's a resentment, Benny, is what I'm saying. I feel like there's a resentment when tell somebody, hey, I like your podcast, you should check out my podcast. And then like, if you don't, then I think people go away. I think there's a lot of people that are guilty of that. And I like to think I'm not one of them, but maybe I am.
I don't know. I think that I listen to other people's podcasts that I know don't listen to mine, you know.
But they're friends of yours, right?
Well, no, not necessarily. But,
yeah,
I feel like I had a really good idea and a good response and then completely forgot what it was. I was kind of watching Drunk.
Because you were watching Drunk eat Long Johns? He turned off his mustache, Benny. He turned it off.
Now, what I usually do is I'll reach out. Like, I just got on Instagram. And Instagram is a place where everyone just kind of spams each other and spam follows each other, which is kind of pointless to have lots and lots of followers that are just completely disinterested to the point where like it's just you go on Twitter and somebody's hit like retweet 20 times and the Pattern Family hashtag is more annoying than anything than reaching out and maybe seeing if there's somebody. I mean, I can pretty much tell, you know, when I get a follow request on Twitter from the Moms That Whine WINE podcast.
Oh, see, they get together and they drink wine and they talk about being moms.
Yeah, chances are we're not going to be their cup of tea.
But they do a podcast and you also do a podcast, so you have that bond.
Yeah, but what am I going to say? Hey, listen to mine and I'll listen to your episode where you guys, you know, I don't know.
Talk about whether Logan is appropriate for your 12-year-old?
Yes.
Hey,
a scene of cursing and brief nudity.
Was it hot?
Did you sneak any Chardonnay into the theater?
What are you drinking tonight, Carol? Well, I've popped the cork on a skinny girl white Zin.
Mike, did you hear about...
That does sound like something you drink, by the way.
Did you hear about the hockey team that got sponsored by Pornhub?
No.
It's a ladies' team.
Oh, yeah.
So this women's roller hockey team, they were angry and upset that one of the teams in their league got sponsored by a local pizza chain. So they were like, you know what? Fuck those guys. We're going to find our own sponsor. So they like offhandedly wrote Pornhub a message saying, hey, you guys should sponsor our roller hockey team. And they're like, yeah, sure, whatever. What do you need? And they paid for their jerseys and equipment. And they just asked them that they send them photos with the jerseys because they wanted to put the jerseys on their Twitter and Instagram, and that's all they wanted. Well, they named the team Two Girls, One Puck, and they took a photo of them in the jerseys, but it's a bunch of them putting their sticks on two of them, and the ladies in the middle made it look like they were blowing the hockey sticks. So, you know, bonus cash.
I'm drunk. Drunk looked completely unamused by that story. liked it. I was referring to drunk.
Only goal is to make drunk disinterested in whatever conversation we're having.
Well, I just kind of knew we were like right in the middle of a nightmare, Bob. I didn't know how to react. I'm sorry.
Hey, even when Travis comes back, or Travis the traitor, as I like to refer to him as, even when Travis comes back and I just come in and just Skype in and have the camera.
Just watch drunk?
Yes.
Does that add an element?
It does. It does. I am a drunk fan. I'm not saying that to be an asshole or anything like that. I am a fan.
Thank you very much, sir.
Drunk makes me happy. He spreads happiness.
That's what we do here on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks.
Benny, let me ask you this. How much would you pay to have your picture taken with drunk?
Oh, 40?
Yeah, I'll let you just have it, Ben.
Is that based on your own scale, or are you basing that on like the chubby gal who watches the canned goods?
If she can get 40 and she's been a Walking Dead, then drunk deserves at least 40.
Right, I've been on this show for years now, right?
Yeah.
Right, this show and The Walking Dead are pretty much right on par with them.
She was not a big star on The Walking Dead, but Drunk is a big star on this show, so it kind of balances out.
See, now, the Wiggly Mustache Chocolate Long John Challenge, I feel didn't translate well to audio.
I didn't.
Because you couldn't really hear the mustache, and I imagine you probably couldn't hear much of the
I agree, that's why I asked if you were going to record it so you could post it to the listeners.
See, like maybe if it was a messier food, maybe chocolate long johns or donut sticks, as you may call them on the East Coast.
I can wipe this out and try to do a taco in there if you want me to.
No, I it's ruined, okay. I think.
But Mike, that's four eating tacos.
Benny.
Yes, sir.
Buddy. I mean, I guess the show's over, right?
Can I ask everybody to listen to Podcheese, our mini-series, The Cutting Room Floor?
Benny, once these Cutting Room Floor shows are over, you are actually going to do shows, right? You're not just going to disappear again, are you? Benny, I've enjoyed these last couple of weeks. Me and you have a correspondence, and I just know that you're going to hibernate again.
No, I'm hoping that, you know, that's why I timed it as such that I figured this would be a time we could come back and start doing shows again. So then I started putting these out, and hopefully we'll be back with brand new stuff once this is done. A couple more weeks. I've got two more episodes of this mini series, as I like to call it, and then we'll start putting out some new stuff.
So would you like to promote where this could be found?
It can be found on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or podbean.podcheese.com. And we stream at 6 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on strangelabel.com. Thank you.
You know, Benny was our first podcast friend.
It wasn't the Furnicases?
No, they were our second podcast friend. Benny was our first podcast.
I was, wasn't I? I go way back with you guys.
Me and Benny, we used to send each other long emails.
Any of you guys want to take your picture with me free of charge?
I will only take a picture with Benny if it's Zombie Benny.
I have no idea what you're talking about, sir.
Yeah, it's a secret, dick.
And he's got to yell at me that I'm a jive turkey.
Hey, is there ever a chance of getting that construction guy back on?
Construction Benny?
No, the one that
Carmen
was mocking.
Ciricillo?
Yeah, and I could come on and we could duel with
you
construction
could
jokes.
Duel? So we book Carmen Ciricillo to do some construction bits, and then we bring you in at the end.
We'll have a construction joke off
to make it really weird.
Yes. I'll tell you what. I guarantee you'll be the only podcast doing that.
Well, construction joke-offs?
Yeah, there's no one else doing that nowadays.
Yeah, at least until we air it.
That's what we strive for, is to be the trailblazers.
Yes.
I don't know. We did invent the flat drunks.
And now everybody's doing that shit.
Yep.
Hell. Yeah. Drunk.
Drunk's pick.
You have a pick of the week,
of
buddy?
The week is,
you have something you want the people to know about?
Tony's Donuts. Go to tonysdonuts.com. They're delicious. Ask for the Long John. Get the chocolate.
Ask for the Long John. Get the chocolate?
Yep.
Napier, do you have anything you want people to know about? Do you have a pick of the week?
My pick of the week is unaided cunnilingus.
Just doing it all natural.
All natural. Just get in there.
Just get in there and do the work till it's done, right?
Hey, look, why do you need help stirring the trough?
Just fucking go down there, man. Figure it out for your fucking self.
Exactly.
I mean, these fucking things are $10 a piece. It lasts for 30 minutes.
Hey, my
That's too much. That's bullshit.
My forefathers didn't help licking pussy.
And you look like a fool.
Exactly. Although, how good can you look eating pussy? You're going to look classy, going to wear a monocle.
Maybe that's next week's stunt.
Mr. Snizride.
Benny, buddy.
Hey, thank you, guys.
Benny's been on the show about 15 times, but never as Benny.
So, yes.
It was a real treat talking to you, buddy. We should do it again sometime soon, maybe with Travis, so that you can bounce some of your traitor accusations directly at him. He should be back next week.
I was teasing, of course.
Podcheese.podbean.com. Podcheese.com is only like $5, but Benny's on a budget. check that out. The Cutting Room Floor, volumes 1-5.
Yeah, stuff that we didn't put out when we recorded for one reason or another. I don't know. Maybe didn't want to piss people off or, I don't know, embarrassment. And now... now that we have hardly any listeners, I figure no one's going to hear it anyway. They'll be pissed. So that would be the perfect time.
Well, hardly any listeners. You can't say that anymore because you expect the WFOD bump coming.
Well, that's why I'm here.
Right.
Both of our fans will enjoy it.
Hey, thank you, guys.
Guys, we'll be back next week. We appreciate all of you. Strong turnout in chat. We appreciate all. Hey, fuck that Carper guy. When the Furnacast ended, he said he had something to do. He had something to do that started right at 8 o'clock, maybe. You like that? That fucking guy.
What do you have to do?
Done with that fucking guy.
Just fucking Xanax and fucking vodka. That's what he's doing. And that's my mama.
What? Hold on a fucking second.
What the fuck?
Because it's like 3 weeks in a row
that he's
drunk,
messed the that's
that he's
mama.
Forgotten that he ends the show. Like I have to remind him every week. I like wave my hand at him.
Right.
That he,
well, back when we did our
how long have we been doing this fucking show?
Right. Back when we used to do our old sign off, I would try to get in there, and he'd give me the look like, "No, you
seriously,
motherfucker."
Napier
that's my
has
line.
Napier has had the last word of every show we have done ever, and the last 3 weeks, all of a sudden, he's got fucking amnesia.
You're rushing me.
I'm not rushing.
He turned off the microphone.
I turned off everyone's microphone. I turned off Benny. I turned off everyone. You're the only one with your microphone still on. How do you forget?
I'm me.
Yeah, wow.
Benny, does this make any fucking sense?
He left.
He left.
No, I'm still here. Am I on?
You're on. Benny, the show's on.
We brought you back, buddy.
I thought that timing was impeccable.
Yeah, it was fine until Napier fucked up and forgot he ends the show. Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Now it's ruined.
Do we end it again? Or?
Mike, are you saying it was only ruined at the end?
Mike's got a hungry butt.
Yeah. It craves fingers. It does this to it. Well, that's my mama.
want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
Guys, it's Napier. Join us live Monday nights at 9, 8 central on strangelabel.com. You can listen to back episodes at wfodix.com. Call in, leave us a voicemail at 636-487-HAND. That's H-A-N-D. Interact with us on Twitter at WFODshow or facebook.com/WFODix. Email your comments to wfodshow@gmail.com. Special thanks to our Patreon sponsors, Brian Kranz, Liquid Lozenge, Harry Balzonia, and Jody B. Come back next week. We'll do this again, probably.
Hey guys, Mike here. If you go to WFODix.com and look under the Extras tab, you'll find a link to our Patreon. That gives you the opportunity to donate your hard-earned dollars to support the amateur cocksuckers who do that podcast you're considering removing from your iTunes library. Look, it's there if you want it. If not, just click on something else, like our outdated bio or the collection of songs Napier butchered. We're just happy you exist. The world is a cold, cold place without those sweet, sweet likes.
Kind of man I am. Are you masking like I'm doing something right? Baby, just stop and realize there's someone else that wants my love now. Stay with it. I don't wanna be with you.
I don't wanna be with you.
Because I gave you half of me and you were just were not true.
You were not true to me. You were not true.
Had to break it to you. I don't wanna be with you. Because I gave you half of me and you just were not true. When you say that you're horny, he gets you satisfied.
I'll get you so fine.
But I'ma sit back and wait up for the time. When I see you complaining on Instagram, nothing is working, feel like you're wasting your time. And realize you lost a dollar for a dime. No one can love you better.
Come
on.
I told you that karma is a bitch.
I'ma do my thing. And I'ma. And I'ma carry on.
I'ma carry on.
Stay with it.
Ooh.
I don't wanna be with you.
And I don't wanna be with you.
Because I gave you half of me and you were just were not true.
You were not true to me. You were not. You
had
were
to break
not.
It to you.